In Phippsburg, after the eviction, a hush about Malaga fell over the town. Books published by the Phippsburg Historical Society don't mention Malaga, or they describe the incident primarily as a boundary dispute. In fact, many Phippsburg residents who aren't descendants declined to be interviewed for this program. One said, "That's a story best left untold." Then she hung up. John Morse is one of the few non-descendants who graciously agreed to be recorded. But when we met, he threw his hands in the air asking, "Why talk about this?"
I don't think that there was anything that's new that's going to be learned about it. It's a minor happening.
Some of the descendants we've talked to have said that some folks in Phippsburg would just as soon sweep this under a rug and have it disappear.
Be all right with me.
John is Phippsburg's town meeting moderator and a seventh-generation resident. He firmly believes there's a great moral lesson to be learned from the Malaga story, a lesson about discrimination and how communities treat their citizens. But why bring it up again and again, he asks. The story is out there. Revisiting it just continues to tarnish the town.
The people of the younger generations, if they don't just hear about it, then they won't realize it's happened. They won't look back and look at this as being a blot on the history of the town. My feeling is if you just let it die out, it will go away. I think that our generation and the upcoming generations are enlightened enough to realize that this is something that shouldn't happen, and they don't need the example in order to teach them that.
Every now and then I try to visualize what it would be like on that island today if it had gone on without Governor Plaisted's action. I can't quite make it fit.
Peter Roberts is another non-descendant willing to be interviewed. Like many in town, Peter has a collection of newspaper articles and photos about Malaga. Peter thinks the eviction may have been the right thing to do because of the squalid conditions.
In the long run, I think that possibility is there. We have similar situations that exist in town where the health and living conditions and so on are such that we make that sort of judgment on a selective basis, maybe more selective basis today, than was the case on Malaga, where you took the whole population off. In fact, there's a situation right now in town where two houses have been condemned, the people have been evicted, and last I heard they're scheduled to be burned down.